Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. Today, we're talking about marketing for small businesses. Got time? Do you have time for this? Stay tuned. All right, what's going on? What's going on? So, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. Today, I want to talk to you about marketing for small businesses. And there's a question that came in with regards to if you have time for marketing for small businesses in for a small business in the digital age, okay? And the question goes like this: as a small and medium business owner, really got the time to do what you're saying in this video? So, as you know, I've shot quite a few videos on marketing for small businesses, network marketers, internet marketers, consultants, coaches, doctors, lawyers, you know, small business people that care for profit in their private practice, in their regular practice, small, medium-sized business, right? And we keep talking about this digital age marketing, right? We talk about marketing, not anything else, not business, not productivity, kind of, but marketing specifically. And then somebody sent this question in: is, as a business owner, really got the time to do what you're saying in these videos? If you want to know what videos they're talking about, simply you want to Google Ola Talks Abi Tobin Marketing. Okay, if you Google that, you will see a lot of the videos. All right, but anyway, have you got time for digital age marketing? So let's dissect what your options are. Okay, there's no other options. Okay, that's it. We're in the digital age, and if you don't want to get swept under, right, by Amazon, right, by many companies that have gone under because they keep saying, I don't have time for that, I just want to create business, I just want to make net sales, right? If you don't woke up, right, if you don't wake up, you're going to have your only self to be blamed, because at the end of the day, man evolve, you know, and how we respond to information also evolve. That's just the fact of the matter, okay? And there's no way around it. So if you think you don't have time, that means you really don't have time to not implement digital age marketing. That's really what it means. I don't have time, all I'm gonna, because you don't have time. That means you don't have time. That means your business, that means you're working in your business as opposed to working on your business. That's what that means. That means you don't understand leverage. That means your time is completely occupied right now because you're trying to catch up with something, and chances are your business is already struggling, and that's why you're in that state right now with your business. Because if your business was thriving, right, if your business was thriving and you have the opportunity, like the people who build empire in this world, if you would have time, you would have enough time for research, for development, and for implementing new things, okay? Now, think about it. What businesses out there that you know successful do not have a proper research and development department or resources in place, okay? So this situation right now sounds like, if you're the one who's sending this kind of question in, do you really got time? Chances are that you're in a situation that you're not really running a successful business. You're running a job, okay? Some people just own a job. You know, if you pay attention to what Robert Kiyosaki said about the four quadrants, you have the employee, the E box, you have the S box, which is self-employed, you have the B box, which is business, right, business systems, and you have the I box, which is investing, investors box, right? You know, the wealth building happens on the system side, of things, which is business and investing, B and I quadrants, right? And the rest of it is essentially just a job. Yeah, you could be a plumber, but most plumbers just own a job, okay? You work for yourself, you just own a job. If you're an Uber driver and that's all you do, you just own a job. By the way, that's a way to make a business out of Uber, but we'll talk about that later, okay? But E and S box is where a lot of people, the S box is where a lot of camouflage business owner type of people, the kind of people who are sending questions like, have you really got time for digital age business? That's where they are. It's the S quadrant. You cannot build wealth there. You will always not have enough time. And you know what successful people do? They create the time. They have the research and development resources in place because they understand. Successful understand that man evolve, the way man responds to information evolves. What information? Your marketing message, okay? If you're in any type of business, you have a marketing message, and how you send it out to the marketplace, it's everything, because it can make the difference between profit and profitability and losing money, okay? Because if you're still sending direct mail and that's what your problem, you're burning money up, and eventually you run out of money. You know why? Because money is like energy. It's neither created nor destroyed. It just goes from the hands of one person to the other. That's all. And guess what? If you're not paying attention to how technology is moving the way people respond to your marketing message, that money is going to flow from your hands into another person's hands who has paid attention, who has taken the time to understand that they need to have research development and to be able to create time for new things, for new evolution, especially in marketing. So what is this evolution in marketing? Now, how should you pay attention in the digital age? You know, the beautiful part about all of this is that it's not really that different. It's just still human beings. We still respond to quite the same things, but in a different way, okay? Obviously, you're watching me on a laptop or maybe an iPhone, a smart device, a handheld smart device. You know, I mean, 15 years ago, it's a different story. You know, you're consuming this information in a completely different way that you would consume this information if it was 15 to 20, 25, 35 years ago. It's different, okay? Same information, same things that make you tick. You still have a blood in your vein, right? Same things, but in a different way, okay? And if you're going to sit down and say, hey, if you got time, have you really got time for digital age marketing? Chances are you're not really a successful business, and you should start learning what successful people do in business. What they do, like I said, is that they have research, they have development, and they know that there are certain things that they leave room to create time for certain things. By default, none of us have time at the end of the day, okay? Because it's 24 hours, and that's all we got. That's the only talent that God gave us. That's the piece of talent God gave us. And what makes the difference between you and losers? You're a winner. The difference between you and the losers, because the losers will say, hey, all I got is 24 hours. I don't have time for anything else or to learn how marketing is evolving in the digital age. And the winners, like you, will say, you know what? This thing is real. Everybody is consuming information on their phone. Everybody is on the dinner table with their phone. Bad habit, right? This is real. Social media is not going anywhere. We're all going to be a part of it. Oh, you know, I was just talking to my uncle yesterday, and he's like, oh, I don't like people posting my picture, because he came to visit from Africa. And he's like, I don't like people posting my picture. I'm like, you can't do anything about that. Oftentimes, you're going to find that you can't do anything about that, because even if you're not posting your own pictures, other people are taking pictures. If you're a social being like the rest of us, other people are taking pictures while you're hanging out with other people, and boom, they post it everywhere and the whole world gets to see. Now, if you're afraid of other things, you know, I mean, it's just social media, okay? And yes, you should still censor some things. You should still have some filter. You're human, and there's certain type of attention you may not want. But when it comes down to you as a business owner, this is a beautiful thing for you, okay? This is beautiful for you. Being able to showcase lifestyle that happens when people apply your services, apply the opportunity that you have to offer, that your business have to offer, your product. Being able to showcase that for literally less than pennies. It's priceless, okay? And you cannot afford to say you don't have the time. You can't. You can't afford to say, I don't have the time to learn digital age marketing. You can't afford to say, hey, I'm just going to market my business belly to belly because it always works. No, it doesn't always work. As a matter of fact, it's dying, it's slow. The problem with this is that it's a slow death. Okay, so sometimes you can't see it so fast. Sometimes it's going to take you 5 years to see it. Now, if you have vision, see, smart and successful business owners have something we call vision. They can see it. They can see things like 3, 4, 5, 10 years ahead. And that's something you need to develop. Okay, when you develop that, you will know that, wait, I cannot afford to not have a research development part of what I am as an entrepreneur. And you need to learn how to create time for some things that naturally you would not create time. This is not somebody calling you on the phone and you say, hey, I don't have the time. This is not one of those. It's marketing for your business. It's how your customers respond to information. It's how, more importantly, how your prospective customers, right? The people that your money is in their hands right now when you serve them, those people is how they're going to find you. That's what we're talking about. So it really all comes down, again, comes down to the PPP, the CCC, the ILDT, right? The L squared, right? What is that? PPP, product, people, process. You got to get your product to the people. You got to use a process called, I call it the CCC. You got to create, capture, and convert, okay? Create solutions. Create contents that other people can find useful. This is how they're going to find you, okay? You want to capture their audience. You need to capture that audience. You need to capture their attention because attention is at all-time low, right? You need to capture it, okay? By capturing, you build a list. List building, you cannot afford to not build a list in the digital age, okay? Because if you don't build a list, you'll be overpaying for marketing. That's what's gonna happen, okay? You'll be overpaying for marketing, and what most people do is they market, and then they catch a customer, and then they have to remarket. Well, if you build a list, you'll now have a list that's growing that you can market to for free anytime. That, guess what that affects? It affects your marketing cost, it affects your bottom line heavily, okay? And the third C is convert. All this process I told you so far will help you convert because you're giving, you're leading with value, and you are one of the leaders in the marketplace. People can see you as the leader in the marketplace. You are building a brand and especially trust equity in the marketplace because you're showing up every time, okay? You're showing up. When you show up every time, every day, every week, It's a natural thing for people to just trust you, okay? That's true. When you show up and you handle your business, right? People, it's just natural for people to trust you, okay? And ILDT, okay? So you're converting to sales. Now, the create part is really an ILDT thing. You invest, learn, do, and teach, and you're documenting that process, okay? You invest time in learning everything you can learn about your craft, okay? No, like literally, you should know everything. Invest and learn. Invest time and possibly money in learning, right? And of course, you're doing it, right? You're practicing it, right? And sometimes you may not be able to practice. You're just teaching. That's called leverage. The professors do it. And the professors are looked at as the experts. And sometimes they're not really directly involved. At the end of the day, by now, you should know that it's not hard work that makes you successful. Come on, you should know that by now. I mean, regardless of what Gary Vaynerchuk, any of those guys says, it's not hard work, really. It's really consistency and it's leverage, okay? And that's the L square. Leverage. Listen, 24 hours in a day, it's just not enough to build wealth. It's not enough to live the lifestyle you want, okay? I don't care if they pay you $100 per hour. That still means you're capped out at $2,400 if you don't sleep per day. So leverage, learning how to do more with less. Less is truly more. Does that make sense? That's a big part of what we do. You cannot avoid that. Leverage, if you want to build a business, a thriving business, that's the whole point of the B and the I quadrant. It's based off of leverage. It's based off of other people's time, other people's money, other people's resources. And, you know, you just being the orchestrator of that situation just because of the lesson you're learning today. And marketing in the digital age falls under leverage. Okay, it's not about what you know already. Matter of fact, lose what you know because now it's time for you to leverage what other people know, other people's knowledge. Okay, because some people, obviously, if you're asking that question, obviously can see ahead of you, leverage their vision. Okay, pay a little bit of attention and see that we're in the digital age and you cannot afford to do things the old way. You gotta have a content base out there, no matter what type of business you're in. I don't care if you're Coca-Cola. I don't care if you're Berkshire Hathaway. I don't care if you're the moms and pops corner on the corner. You're selling candy. You got to have a content base on the internet because this is how people are going to find you, literally marketing for free. Okay, so if that's something you're interested in, you want to learn how to market for free, you want to learn how to generate new leads, new traffic to your website for free, even if you don't have a website yet, that's okay. If you want to learn how to do those things, I have a free class that I'm conducting. And you see this, the link on the screen, olatalks.com/mastermind. If you're listening to me on iTunes, it's olatalks.com/mastermind. Go there right now and reserve a seat in the webinar. Okay. And the webinar, I cover in details three secrets that you need to learn how to generate free traffic, free leads, free signups on the internet and learn how to even scale that to 7 figures. Something I cover extensively in a free masterclass. So go ahead, this free masterclass is worth $397 by itself. So go ahead and take advantage of it, okay? If you like this video and you know somebody else will find it beneficial, use the share button and share it to your social media network, okay? And if you really, really, really like it, give me a thumbs up. And if you have thoughts around what I've said so far in this video, please do me a favor, share your thoughts in the comment box below. I'd love to hear back from you because this helps me to create more content that you're going to find useful. If you have questions, contribution, your thoughts, please, I will really appreciate your thoughts. More importantly, please, I need you to reserve your seat in the free masterclass because you cannot afford to not start leveraging the beauty in the digital age marketing for your small business. And thank you so much. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next episode. Peace.